We've heard lots of ideas lately on how to fix problems with the senior executive service. But what would the SES look like if the government wiped it out and started over? Federal News Radio examined this issue in our special report, Fixing the SES. Web manager Julia Ziegler joined me to relay some of your comments.
This was Emily Kopp's four-part special report, Fixing the SES. And in the final part, which debuted this week, Emily looked at what are the fixes, right? So over the course of the last 4 weeks, she's been examining, you know, what SESers have to say about the service, what the problems are, and we're finishing up with what are the fixes. But she kind of turned that on its ear a little bit, Tom, and what she ended up writing about is, what if the fixes, which we've heard so much about from so many different groups over the years, what if the actual fix for the SES is not fixing it, but starting from scratch?
Well, that's a good possibility, I guess, because a lot of people that are involved with that say the same thing.
Yeah, and Jerry Buchholz, the NASA CHCO, was one of them. And this was a great quote from her that Emily actually put in her story, and I wanted to read it for our listeners. Jerry said, "We should just clean sheet of paper going forward, think about what it is that we want the career executive service of the federal government to be. I haven't really heard much talk about what it should be, if it could be anything we want it to be." So that's my question for you, Tom. If you were in the administration today and on one of these committees, or, you know, this advisory board that the president is putting together, what would you say? What would be your top criteria for people in the SES today?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I guess my top criteria would be not that different from what you would expect of any senior manager in any type of organization. Do they understand the mission? Do they know how to marshal the resources to get it done? But most important, do they know how to work effectively through other people?
Yeah.
Because when you see failures in federal agencies, just as when you see failures in any organization, it's because the leadership was either unaware of problems brewing under them that were so close to the mission that it could sink the agency. And, you know, again, we'll cite the VA. Scheduling veterans and getting them care, nothing could be more important than that. If some of the employees that were doing wrong were, say, stealing from a medicine cabinet somewhere, well, that's bad, but that's not mission potentially destructive. So I think SESers have to be able to focus the right resources on the right thing and work through people.
I think there's a few other things too. I would agree with you completely on that. I think leadership is, I know that word is, you know, somewhat undefinable, right? But the idea of good leadership is different than good management. And I think that's important as well.
No doubt about it.
Being a good leader, being able to rally your troops, being able to get your troops to understand the mission, I think that is good too. Sometimes people are promoted into management positions or leadership positions, and they don't possess those skills that to get people to believe in their cause. So I think leadership is a big thing. And I don't think that that is something that would be surprising. But the other thing that I think too is, I think the SES needs people who think outside the box, people who are big thinkers. And then this is something that actually some of the folks in Emily's story brought up, but I think it's good to mention here too, this idea of speaking truth to power. Because if you have all these great ideas and you are a big thinker and you do think outside the box, but you don't allow those ideas to be heard because you're afraid of what someone might say, right? Or the afraid that you're going to be poo-pooed for the idea or that no one's going to listen to you, then what good does it do to have those ideas? So this idea of speaking truth to power and actually not being afraid of taking risks, I think is huge.
Well, thinking outside the box is a good thing to think about for the SES. I once heard a definition of management as people that do things right, whereas leaders are people that do the right thing. But when you talk about that box, the question is, what is the box in government? If the box is policy, then senior executive managers really can't, they might think out the box privately. Let me make an example for, say, the food stamp program, the SNAP program. The program management, as someone who's an SESer there, might figure out a much more innovative way to deliver food stamps, possibly, but that could run afoul of regulations and policy that's in place. More thinking out the box would be saying, well, in the past 8 years, you know, the number of people on SNAP has doubled. That might be the policy. But really outside the box thinking would be, how can we cut it by three quarters and get people more self-sufficient? Well, I don't think an SESer that came up with that would probably last very long in that program. So in the public sector, you've always got the policy apparatus and the legal apparatus underpinning that as your box, which is makes it hard to think outside of it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely, like you said, there is something, there is a policy, and you have to abide by that policy, right? But at the same time, I think there are things that can be done within that policy. And something else that David Bray brought up was, and again, he's the CIO at the FCC.
And he's also 37, so he's like junior executive service.
But a smart guy, and he does a lot of stuff outside of the FCC as well, that gets to this point of what I was saying earlier about being a big thinker. He does a lot of stuff like that. And anyway, his point was had to do with technology and how can the federal government use technology to help with maybe some of these policy issues or still abiding by the policy, but doing something in a better way, doing something more efficient.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler, and you got an interesting comment from Joe Ward, the director of the Interior Business Center, which is a major program that does shared services for lots of federal agencies.
Yeah, and this gets to that point of what I was asking you earlier, Tom, about if you were to develop the SES, what would they have to be? And Joe said, it may require changes in leadership, a new breed of workers in the federal government, people who think differently. It can be done, but not without some bruises along the way and with strong, visible leadership support. Without that, we're just talking. And I think that's really important. I mean, you know, the administration has put together or is putting together this advisory group, but the question remains as to how much power these people will actually have and how much of a priority that actually really is for the administration. You know, it's got a lot on its plate and no one can blame it, right? There's a lot going on in the world, but if you don't have a champion at that level, nothing's going to change.
And I think the other element that an SESer has to have is the ability to communicate. Because
Absolutely.
If you're going to drive change in any kind of organization, first of all, you've got to be a chooser. You have to say, we're going to do this one thing this year, or these two things. If your list gets much longer than that, then you won't be able to do any of it effectively. And then once you pick that one thing, then you've got to make sure everybody gets on board with it and knows about it. And, you know, that's just a ceaseless effort that you can't assume anything.
Right. We also had some really interesting comments from some folks, you know, outside of the people that Emily actually interviewed for the story, some folks who actually commented on Emily's story about what they thought the SES should be. And I wanted to share some of those with you. One person said, the truth is the federal government doesn't need the SES grades. Clean slate. How about let's clean house? Another person said, does anyone really believe that the problems in the senior executive service are the fault of white males? And this gets at an issue that Emily had brought up within her story about diversity within the SES, both race and gender and those kinds of things, but also inexperience. And so this person goes on to say, give me a break. Rather than using SES appointments to advance political equity goals, such appointments should be made exclusively on the basis of qualifications and demonstrated competence, period. To our great detriment, this hasn't been the case for a long, long time. So some different comments there. And you may agree with that person. You may disagree with that person, but a comment nonetheless.